Hello everyone and welcome back to the Everything Coincidental podcast. It's no coincidence you're here. I'm Abby and as always I'm joined by Fee.
Hola.
And today we have some very special guests from the Jibber Jabber podcast. Kevin, hey. Kieran and J-Mac.
Hello.
I was expecting J-Mac to be like...
The farting king.
Fart king.
We make up nicknames for everybody who comes on, so I guess that's your nickname now.
Well, yes. I mean, I'm absolutely flattered. If I could have chosen my own, nickname, I would have chosen that. So, thank you very much, Kevin.
It wasn't me.
Today we're gonna be teaching the guys all about Sasquatch because you guys don't know much about it at all, right?
I'd say Kieran knows more than J-Mac and I, but I think we know as much as the average guy does, I would say.
Okay. We know stuff. Like, I know things, but in retrospect, compared to what you two will know, probably not.
Okay. Well, Fee's the expert. I know probably a little more. I know a little more than the average person, and Fee's like, die hard.
Squatch till I die.
You're the John McClane of Sasquatch.
Oh, definitely not.
So what do you guys know about Sasquatch? Like, just so we have like a baseline of what...
That it's not real.
End call.
I don't know that it's not real, but I've kind of looked at it and been like, well, you know, if somebody says there's a shark in the water, you see a picture of the shark, or you go in and they dive with a shark. They say there's a stingray, you go, stingray. Say, oh, there's a pterodactyl. You don't see a pterodactyl. Same way, you don't really see any pictures of Bigfoot. It's like, I mean, Jesus. You don't see any pictures of him.
Pterodactyls are extinct now, so that's why you don't see pictures of them.
Well,
we have a non-believer.
I'm not a non-believer. I'm not a non-believer. I'm just like, on the scale of probably no real to real, it verges towards the no real, only because it's like, isn't it just like a walking monkey, right?
It's one of the theories.
Yeah,
Fee, start teaching before you.
I'm too upset.
But hey, this is why you're here, to tell us more about this.
I'm going to channel Nicholas Angel from Hot Fuzz when he gets asked about religion. And I'll say the same about Sasquatch. I'm open to the concept of Sasquatch, I'm just not entirely convinced by it.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, Kieran, what do you know already?
An obscene amount of global sightings or global historic references. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily align with like physical sightings, but usually the sightings tend to come from reputable people. You know, it's not necessarily just the three-teeth hillbilly that come across them. I mean, that does happen.
Yeah.
But like a lot of, you know, zoology occurrences, it tends to be very well reputable people that come across it in the first place.
Definitely. Well, the first like reported sighting was back in like the 1800s, like 1811, and it was like a British guy was the first person to find it. So he saw like footprints in the snow, and he was with like it goes back to like Native American tribes. That's where it all kind of stems from. So they wouldn't let him follow it because they're very protective over it, and still to this day, like, a lot of tribes will still protect it. They won't tell you where they kind of hide out and stuff because it's like meant to be a protector of the tribes, kind of, in a way.
Like, they have like a spiritual type of connection to it, and like in Native American stories, like from years and years and years ago, there's like so much about them having like a relationship with this creature, which is the description is very similar to what we now think of when we think of Bigfoot. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. But if you look at like basically all over the world, so like America, Canada, there's obviously the Grey Man of Ben McDooey here, which you know maybe a wee bit about, I think.
We covered it before on Kieran, a wee special on it.
Like Russia as well. I can't remember. I don't know how to pronounce the name of the place, but it's like Dyatlov Pass or something. Have you heard of that?
The Dyatlov Pass.
That one, yeah. Yes. So there's a thing that could have actually been a Yeti attack. We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
There's sightings in India as well, apparently.
Oh, is there? I didn't know that.
Yeah, most of Central Australasia and Asia, there's a lot of sightings and a lot of especially the Himalayas. Like the sort of entire central region of what would be the continent of Australasia.
So it was an actual factor, right, wasn't it, that way back when we all used to be big mad dafties, like, you know, the big guys, what do they call them again?
Neanderthals.
Yeah. Right, so no, that's an actual fact or no?
No, Neanderthals are a different genus of humans. So basically, genetically,
the Yeti is one of them, right?
So everyone's got a cousin that should have been put down. and to be fair, there are people that have sections of Neanderthal genetic linkage, and some nationalities have more than others. But so no, there was a couple of different Homo species, Homo erectus, Homo Neanderthalis.
Of course, you're laughing, Kev.
I know. Just means two-legged, standing up.
Kevin's the cousin who should have been put down.
I've been outed.
Yeah, Homo erectus just meant vertical.
Homo erectus.
Jesus Christ.
I'm that guy.
See, this is why I don't say a lot of shit on our podcast, because there's no point.
So would you guys prefer some sciencey things first? Would you prefer that?
I'd like to hear the more mad stuff first, then science to bring it back down to earth again.
Okay. So they can potentially be connected to UFOs and orbs. You know what orbs are, right?
Oh yes,
I think we saw a lot of them yesterday.
Amazing. So a lot of orbs are reported either before seeing a Bigfoot, after seeing one, or just in the general area where they kind of live. We'll use live as like the name, right? So lots of people, I say lots of people, a guy we know, right, called Ronnie LeBlanc, we talk about in every episode, kind of like how you always mention, is it Lorna, the girls, the women's club?
Yes.
Yeah. So you mention her a lot, we mention Ronnie a lot.
The Orb King.
The Orb King, is his nickname. He is an author and he's written a lot of books on Bigfoot, orbs, and that sort of thing. I'll tell you about them later. But he is on a TV show in America called Expedition Bigfoot. It's on Discovery Channel. I would highly recommend you watch it. Like, absolutely. So they all go out in the field and they stay out in the wilderness in America searching and finding actual concrete evidence to suggest that this thing exists. And he sees orbs all the time, and it's always in connection when he then has like a Sasquatch like type of encounter. So in his book, he spent years finding evidence to connect everything together, and that's where we got a lot of our information from, essentially.
Right. So see, when you say evidence, do you mean like photographic evidence?
He's got loads of photographic evidence of orbs, but not of a Sasquatch. But
The biggest thing.
I know. They're loose.
There is like a woo-woo reason, though, that people say Sasquatches aren't photographed, and it's linked to all this, like, spiritual side of stuff. I don't know if you want to carry on with what you're saying, Fear, if we should get into that.
Well, no, but I mean, that leads into it. Like, basically, they say that they could be cross dimensions, so they could be in two different realms. So they're I think the term was, what's the term that Greg used? I can't remember.
Was it combat? Oh no, Reg Walkers. No,
in two worlds. In two worlds. Yeah. So yeah, there's evidence to suggest that. And I'm saying there's evidence to suggest that. That's not what I meant. There's
theory.
Thank you. There's evidence, I believe it, so it's real. Yes, there's theory to suggest that, and that's why, like, people say that they can, like, use portals and stuff to, like teleport, and that's why, like, one minute, like, people can see them, and the next minute they're gone. So, like, Ronnie's friend, for example, apparently saw a Sasquatch, and it was walking, and as it was walking, he watched it literally disappear in front of him. Like, limb by limb, go invisible, essentially. So there's loads of theories, not evidence, to suggest that it can either go invisible, like with some kind of cloaking, or it can literally teleport, and that's why you can't always see it.
So Planet of the Apes, then. So they're going back to their ape planet, or Sasquatch planet, and then just kind of popping through here. Which, by the way, right, means you look at them and they're just like, or you assume them to be like, oh! And yet, and they figured this shit out, and we're like, scientific as hell. And
I think as well, it could be like, obviously you guys believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
But we can't see them with our naked eye, but sometimes they come in and show us orbs, or they show us an apparition or whatever. What's change to say Bigfoot hasn't like developed its mind enough or whatever, like if you're going down the spiritual route, where it can cross between the two different sort of realms of the like alive and dead. I don't know, like that's just another.
And like if they've been here before, like with tribes and stuff, tribes have been about since before science was a thing. You know, that's why sometimes I think it's rude when people only go with scientific evidence, because it's like, well, we didn't discover science until whenever, right? So there's been things here that we haven't scientifically needed to prove because it's already been here.
There's also like the fact that we're still working out what science is. We're never, there's never going to be a point where we've just figured out all the science. There's too much of it to ever
we've
figure it all out.
Completed science. We're getting the level soon enough.
We've not hit boss level yet.
So I mean, it's like we've completed story mode. Now we need to go back and get all the shite.
No. We need to go back for the side missions.
Yeah.
Nope. Did I drop out?
No. You're all good.
Cool.
There's like a lot of like people in the army and all that sort of thing in America, especially, that have had a lot of like contact with Sasquatch, and they'll, on that TV show I mentioned especially, they'll like come on and like talk about their encounters where it's like, yeah, the government are aware, but they don't want you to know about it, all that sort of thing. There's like definitely a big cover up with it. But yeah, it's very interesting.
I always find that interesting. Like they'll say, oh, the government know about it, but they're covering it up because they don't want you to know about it. But yet somehow it ends up on Discovery.
I know.
Like, well, but then I suppose then you're relying on people being not subjective, but you're relying on them wanting to deny it. Like you'll put it out in front of them for people to watch, but you're gonna hope that somebody's gonna go, nah, this is bollocks.
I saw a documentary on Discovery Channel about a mermaid that was discovered on a beach. And I found out at the end that it was a mockumentary, and I felt completely and utterly devastated. Devastated for the fact that it wasn't real, and devastated at the fact that I fell for it. I'm really, really annoyed with myself. And the moment they gave it away was when it finally showed you the mermaid, and it kind of, it was like a jump scare, the whole thing. And it just kind of stood up and went, and it just, it was so CGI, it wasn't even funny. And I was like, oh my God, I've just been had. But they give such a good scientific explanation for why mermaids might actually exist, and it's a really interesting documentary until you realize it's bish.
But I've watched two like that, and you know, that actually opened my eyes a wee bit to not believing in everything that I hear, because I watched two documentaries that made me do that, right? So one was the whole theory that the Titanic actually never sank, and it was its sister ship. And it went into the full detail. Then right at the end was like, and if you've been watching this, this is all the shite. And I'm just showing you that this is how it's easy done, right? And the second one was that Paul McCartney had died and been replaced. And have you seen that one? It's so convincing. Now, just saying, there's a lot of stuff there that makes you go, oh, oh, and you go straight down that rabbit hole. But it does kind of show you, though, if you play the right card and project what you want, it actually can make you believe stuff based on what you're presented with. If I presented you that J-Mac does not fart, and per this interview, you would never think that he was a trumpet machine. But in fact, he is. It's all about what's in your peripheral, what you can see.
And I must be the only person here that does it.
I mind that time you had a big cyst and everybody blamed it because of the farting.
we'll be having words.
Everybody thought he farted too much and it was wrong.
There was another documentary I watched about Bigfoot, and I don't know if it was called Hunting Bigfoot or
Finding Bigfoot.
I generally can't remember, but it kind of brings it back to one of the things you were saying, Kev, about like intelligence levels. And there was a guy, he was basically a speech therapist and studied what was believed to be like vocal recognition between different parties, and basically discerned that Sasquatch had a language and were able to talk to each other. And it was just, Again, yeah. Like, it may well have been utter balls, but if it was, it was incredibly convincing.
Yeah. I mean, the natives say that they've got their own language, and there's, like, languages that you can apparently use. That's what a guy we actually had on called Greg, he's like friends with like tribe people, and they have languages, and they apparently like speak to the Sasquatch and stuff, because like some people have really good experiences with them apparently, and others are getting like chased down and like ran out of the, like the forests and stuff like that. But yeah, no, it's really interesting. I definitely think there is some kind of language, because I guess birds all have languages, right? So why can't
I think doesn't every species have some sort of language?
More or less, yeah. There's like regional dialects between dolphins and whales as well. Each mm-hmm. whale has an accent depending on where they spend most of their time. And so, yeah, and dogs have accents as well, which is quite cool.
I'd heard that. Like, dogs from London say woof, and dogs from Liverpool go, ay, 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 ay.
But it's a proper thing. Like, it is, you know, regionality isn't mm-hmm. something that's just inherent in humans.
Yeah.
I always wondered why Mulan spoke English. Always wondered that.
Wow.
They all speak English.
That's an absolutely fucking cracking question, though.
I mean...
I don't know how to move on from that.
So there is no good way. Just do it. That's the only way. It's just...
So now on to some encounters.
Hey.
So there's loads of stories that go about, and these ones are genuinely from reputable people. So first one, a lot of what are they called, like people who go into the woods, cut down the trees, help me out here,
lumberjacks.
Aye. Thank you. I was gonna go like tree choppers, which is not quite right.
If your shirt was red, you'd be halfway there. That's you know, where, isn't it?
Tree surgeons are real people.
Tree surgeons are
They're you know, basically lumberjacks, though, right?
I've got this in like every colour apart from red. It's really annoying.
Thank you. I've got one that it's only red. I think I've got two of them. Uh-huh. It's the only colour I own.
The only colour you own.
He's just black in that red.
That's
one.
It, yeah. I've got 90% of my clothes are black apart from one. Two.
How do you get through summer wearing just black? I've never understood how people can do that.
It's hard.
I just boil.
Thanks, Johnny Cash.
Sorry, back on track.
So yeah, there were lumberjacks.
That's right. So yeah, a lot of them have encounters. So one specifically, a bunch of them were up in like the forests in America. I think it was like Oregon, because like the Pacific Northwest of America is like a really quite hot spot for sightings.
Oh, yes.
So they were up there, and they came across like nests and stuff, which they're said to bed down in, like the Sasquatch. And they're also said to like throw rocks and stuff at you. Like, if they want you out, they'll throw like boulders and rocks and stuff. So they were getting things chucked at them, but there was no one about. And then they found like hair samples and all that sort of thing. So they took some of the nests and the hair samples, and they took it back to their houses. And then for weeks, this one like specific guy was really sick. Like, he kept getting like nausea, headaches, everything. And he went to a shaman. Obviously, for advice, he'd go to the natives. He goes to the shaman, and the shaman was like, "That is a Sasquatch. Take everything you found back to where you found it, and like don't ever go back there." So the guy was like, "All right, okay, I'm gonna do it," because he was essentially just terrified. So he took it all back, and as he was walking back to his car, he got to his car, and underneath the windscreen of his like car wipers was like a bunch of like hawk feathers, which is apparently really significant, because they're like a really spiritual bird, especially in like the native communities. Mm-hmm. And then apparently it was said to be like a gift from the Sasquatch, like saying thank you for basically not outing him, because he was going to go get all this stuff like scientifically analyzed to like try prove that it existed, and the guy was never sick at all after it. So yeah,
why would the Sasquatch be so against being discovered?
That's literally was going to be my question.
Well, I mean, if humans are horrible, everyone wants to kill them.
That's one.
Humans are pretty famous for hunting things.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently the FBI and all that do have Sasquatch in captivity. I'm not sure how much I believe it, but there was sightings like back in like the 80s when Mount St. Helens erupted, because that's a big area for Sasquatch encounters. They were seen like taking Sasquatch bodies from the mountain, and there was footage of it, but you can't find the footage anymore, which is interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did mm-hmm. hear about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think you may be right, actually. The human species are
bash.
We're pretty diabolical. It's like, yeah, if we see something new, we're like, oh my god, how majestic.
Yeah.
Three clicks to the left.
fuck? Exactly.
And the thing is as well, like, if you knew there was like a magic monkey in the forest, like,
can we call it that from this point forward?
Like, if you knew there was a magic monkey, like how if UFOs were genuinely proven, like if they came out and they were like, yeah, they're real and all that sort of thing. I mean, they did, but people still don't believe in it, right? No, obviously, we all do, right?
People still don't believe the earth isn't flat. Right, let's just...
Yeah, see, if they came out and they actually said, look, this is all real, there is magic, you know, vampires exist, all that, people would go nuts. So it's just the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Vampires do exist. They're called Tories.
Yay. Although, I'm going to end up doing all this because I'm a complete fucking geek, but one of the things that... That made that, I know that story you were talking about, but the guy that was finding all the nests and stuff, and the reason why the nest in particular was so compelling is it's basically the same nests or similar nest building strategies that gorillas use.
Yes, yes.
But they know there's no gorillas in the, like, you know, the Pacific Northwest of of America. So for a while, I spent a year, I lived out in Ohio for a year.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And it was incredible. It was unbelievable. I lived literally, like, the nearest town, and I mean like Broxbourne town, was 2 hours away. Like, I'm bumfuck nowhere. Okay. And the amount of like rural farmers and stuff you talk to, and you're like, oh yeah, stuff here. Like, they all knew. They all knew there was stuff kicking about, and they were very open about it. But like, they were like, so what do you do? I'm like, none. We just leave them be. We don't care. They don't bother us. We don't bother them. Like, it was just a completely accepted thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you imagine like going to live with one for like 3 weeks? It's like, right. So you guys are all kicking out doing your magic stuff, and then they're like, here, come have some dinner with us in the magic places and that in the forest, right? You go in and you're like, right, what's for eating? And they're like, here, and you hand you nothing. But it is something. Just, you have to be one of them to like observe and eat it. And I'm like, well, this is pish.
Have you watched Hook recently? You watched Hook recently?
Right.
You're giving Channel 5 an idea for a new program called Bigfoot Brother.
Bigfoot Brother. That would be so cool. I mean, I wonder, because am I right in thinking, Kieran, you'll know a lot of this, right? Most species of other animals and creatures are no dead set on just killing you, right? Unless they're trying to eat, which is pretty much their sole purpose for the majority. So do you think that the human race is really the only one that's like, yeah, let's just kill it anyway?
No. There's surprisingly a lot of animals that'll do that. A lot of mammals are actually cats, more primitive. Cats are arseholes. Dolphins.
Yeah, we know what dolphins do.
Dolphins rape for fun. Or gang rape like fish and octopus and stuff just because. Chimpanzees, like
holla.
Bonobos particularly, chips are just horrendous.
Aye.
But it is, there's a principle of like hierarchical biology, that basically the less of a threat you see another organism are, the less likely you are to want to kill it, but the more likely you are to kill it. So you don't need to, but I'm gonna do it. Yeah, basically it's the same premise. Like, a spider, well, mostly can't do shit to you, not really, but your first instinct is, don't like that, get rid of it.
Has there ever been any examples of people, like bodies that have been discovered that it's been assumed that they've been killed by Sasquatch?
I mean, there has been cases where bodies have went missing, but they've not been able to explain why. But it has been in areas where Sasquatches have been like reported and stuff. Mm. However, that's where it kind of gets me, because Sasquatch encounters don't seem to be as like vicious killing wise. Whereas when you hear people talking about Yetis and stuff, it seems more kind of vicious, like at that place I mentioned earlier in Russia that I can't pronounce, Dyatlov.
Everything's madder in Russia, like.
That, aye. Dyatlov. Yeah, but, so that was apparently potentially a Yeti, because like people were found with their tongues ripped out, and like apparently the natives wouldn't go into the forest at night, and they were like, yeah, we're not going to talk to you about that incident. Like, that's, like, they won't talk about it, something, and if the natives won't talk about it, there must be something in that.
I would love to live somewhere where the locals say, don't go into the woods at night. I would love to live somewhere like that.
Rubbish. You say that here, but that's just because I live near the scheme. So.
The thing is, so
if you listen really carefully during the night, you hear somebody going,
"Where the fuck are you?
I don't you fucking steal it." I mean, I can kind of give, I can kind of assume an answer for that. I think I know half of the storyline you were gonna go down that route for. Was the a lot of the Bigfoot sightings and stuff, are the ones that you're talking about, are all based in national parks, which is a whole other ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
The whole national park theory of how many disappearances there are, and they're all so unbelievably similar. Yep. But if you look at the, and I have thought about this, if you look at the differences between where a Bigfoot's supposed to be and a Yeti, Yetis are far more remote and desolate.
Oh, yeah.
So therefore, food availability is a lot more scarce. So you have to naturally become more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that necessarily plays a part into it, but it's kind of, it's a way I would at least consider it.
Yeah, no,
you
think I agree.
Diplomacy would be employed, eh? Like, well, there's one big melon, right? And we can both survive if we just chop that melon. Fuck all!
I think
humans can't even do that. We can't do that.
Maybe it's just because it's cold. Like, everybody, when you're cold, you're more crabbit. And
yeah.
That's just the way it is. In fact, no, I actually get more crabbit when I'm too hot. So what I just
said
has no merit.
Scratch that.
Yeah. If you could edit that out, I would appreciate it. What you want. Kevin will call you 19 times after this is done to make sure you don't.
When we used to be like just an audio podcast, he used to say, "Mate, can you make sure you edit that out?" And all I would do is change the pitch of his voice.
It would change the pitch of the voice and then make sure that that part of the podcast repeated 6 times. Well, when you're cold, you're more crabbit. And
yeah,
that's just the way it is.
But when you're cold, you're more crabbit. But when you're cold, you're more crabbit.
In fact, no, I actually get more crabbit when I'm too hot.
In fact, no, I actually get more crabbit when I'm too hot.
So that's commitment, because you're just making more work for yourself.
Exactly. He doesn't care. He doesn't. If it's more work for him, as long as I come off worse, he does not get back at it.
I need to start doing that to you, Fee, when you ask to cut.
Because that's literally me. I'm always like, can you cut that out?
I've offered a number of times now to do some editing for Kevin to get free up some of his time, and he's like, nope.
There is material in the Dropbox, Squire. Lots of it.
Yes, finally.
Been there a few days.
In a few days.
Hi. The last episode.
I'll need to have a look. And we'll talk about that on our own time.
You brought it up.
Swipe.
Fee, isn't there a connection with Bigfoot and remote viewing as well?
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that earlier. Yeah, and apparently crows as well. So on the show that Ronnie's on, he worked with a remote viewer to try and find like a nest area that they were looking for, to see if they could find any evidence, which they did find, and they got a lot of hair samples and stuff and DNA as well.
Yeah.
Because they, like, see on the show, they use a lot of like sciencey stuff, right? To like equipment to try and get like eDNA. Have you ever heard of that? Yeah, to try and collect eDNA. Ronnie used this remote viewing guy. So he was sitting in the woods with this guy, and he was like, "Can you help me see through a Sasquatch's eyes?" And this guy sat and he drew out like a big fence thing in the middle of nowhere, and he was like, "Yeah, you're going to find this fence in like a few days, and this is where you're going to get evidence from." And he like proper drew it all out and everything, and Ronnie's like, "All right, okay, whatever." Literally 3 days later in this show, they come across this place where like all this evidence was for them. It's insane.
Mental.
Aye, honestly, you should genuinely watch the show. Like, it's not like one of these documentaries you're talking about. They're literally out there. They've got a woman on it called Maria. What's her second name? Abby Mayer, Dr. Maria Mayer. So yeah. she's a primatologist. So she's the full science side. She's in there to prove that it's a monkey. So you know, essentially,
she's discovered like different like new species of monkeys before. So like she knows what she's doing, and she's legit. It's not like they've just said she's this. If you look her up, she's like discovered new species and stuff like that.
You know, there was a picture of a big fucking Sasquatch-looking thing on Google Maps, because Google Maps must have caught some stuff before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the image? Have you seen the image of this big Yeti looking thing?
I've heard that there was stuff going about, but I've not seen it.
It's very much I don't know if you can see. Oh no, why is
it? Oh, it's frozen.
Why did they do that? Why did they do that?
They're watching us. They're watching us.
No, right?
Put it back up. Put it back up.
It won't let me.
But I don't know, it's just frozen. That's so sad.
It's absolutely killed it. Yep.
You can still hear me though, eh?
Yeah, okay, yeah. We'll just keep talking. So they've got Hart, they've got Russell Acord, he's a ex-military survivalist, so he literally just goes out on his own, like, throughout it, and just tries to gather as much evidence as he can. Then they've got Ronnie, he's the kind of woo-woo guy, he's like me and Abby, he's like, oh, this is all spiritual and tarot cards.
He's connected, he knows a lot about the Native American side of stuff as well, yeah. Right? Yeah.
He's like an expert in like shamanism and all that sort of thing. And then there's Bryce, he's the guy in the chair, you know, he does all the... Here's all the tech. Go out and get it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they get so much evidence. They had LIDAR scans and stuff that they done of the forest, and they definitely captured some kind of Sasquatch on it, and it was really scary. Not going to lie.
What's LIDAR?
A LIDAR is like a camera, and it maps.
Satellite resonation of depth of land. It's basically you can track depth of hills without actually having to go into land to determine what the soil types are.
Yep.
Oh, what a shot. Kieran knew.
Kieran knew. Steals the thunder.
I'm sorry.
The world's a better place because people like you know stuff.
Yeah. The thing is, I've used LIDAR data quite a lot, actually.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, quite a lot. And it is unbelievably interesting. But the only thing that... I'm kind of glad you brought it up because it is something that's used fairly regularly within... Bigfootology, which is not a term.
Magic monkeyology.
Magic monkology. That's the fall guy surrounded by crystals.
I'm a magic monkologist.
But is the fact of like eDNA?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know what eDNA is.
Yeah,
I don't.
Right, I mentioned it earlier. Of course,
I know. She brought it up.
She said it earlier on, she was like, eDNA, do you know what that is? Kieran was the only one that nodded and she moved on. I was like,
So basically eDNA is used, in fact it's used a lot in Scotland for tracking presence of newt species in water, because there's a couple of protected newts and they leave behind basically parts of skin cells that detect DNA fragments. And you basically put it through this system that scans different isotope levels within that to determine what's in the water. But the only way that I think that it becomes effective is you have to know what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the theory of eDNA for Sasquatch falls down, because you don't, without a physical sample to take the eDNA or the DNA from, your eDNA can't match to anything. You're just getting matched to some random sample that doesn't fit in with the standardized set of systems. So I think it's really interesting, but trying to find it's the most effective way to look for something, but not when you don't know what you're looking for.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
But on you go.
I'm sorry. I was just gonna say Sasquatch. Sasquatch. They found actual hair samples though, and they're like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But again, just random bits of hair. You can't tell what the hair is from fully.
I mean, back as like, not. I mean, I don't know the science of it, but there's like stuff in hair that like human hair has the same as like a monkey's hair. Like,
yeah, it's keratin structures.
Aye, that. So
how are you so smart and know all this stuff?
I'm a biologist.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm a wildlife biologist.
Makes sense. Yeah. Okay, so those structures they found in those hairs, the hair samples that they collected, boys, it wasn't human hair because it was too thin or too thick, whatever the whole science is behind it, I don't know. And there's no other species out there where they found it that it could be, apart from some kind of elusive magic monkey.
Yes. And that's the thing, that's what I mean. So that was going to be my next kind of random floaty thing is, you're right, is that although we don't have a physical, like we don't have like a body that we've just taken apart, cut up and taken samples and all that.
I mean, we might though, because the government apparently
been released. Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, all these eDNA samples are all picking the same thing. So what's the same thing? And that's where it becomes really interesting.
Yeah. The thing for me is, I think like all these people like are going to, they're doing so much work for it, but I don't think they'll ever be allowed to actually prove that it exists, just like ghosts and all that. They're never going to be allowed to release that. But there's loads of other things that it uses, like infrasound. Does everyone know what infrasound is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's frozen, so I can't tell who's not.
That's weird. Everyone's froze.
I'm like they are onto us.
They are listening.
Do you know what I'm saying? I can't even control Skype right now to like fix my camera. I have no control over doing it. It's like they're onto us.
Mine just glitched out a couple of times.
The monkeys are onto us. They're probably screwing with us over there in Monkeyland. G-Mac, are you still alive?
I'm here. I know.
He's just looking very thoughtfully.
Yeah. I left the call and came back because it all just went to shit. But
I didn't even notice.
Yeah. No, same.
I'm saying you left.
Yeah.
I know.
I'd actually memorized what you had said just before it cut off, so you could pick up from there, and I've forgotten it.
Oh no!
Awesome.
They're onto us.
Nuts. It's absolutely
this is
crazy.
A good thing. This pretty much proves that we're onto something because they wouldn't be screwing with us like this.
Yep.
It's never happened.
Yeah. Well, if 99% of people are telling you you're wrong, you're actually completely wrong or about to make history.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. they're said to use infrasound to like paralyze their prey, like kind of because tigers use it. And it's also used in soundtracks of horror movies to give you that on edge feeling. Yeah. Yep. I feel so bad because Kieran knows all this and he's just like, yeah, I know.
No, it's okay. Don't feel bad.
Okay,
I love
that's
it.
Fine.
I love it.
That's fine. So,
sorry.
No, you go. It's fine.
I was just going to say, with a lot of the people you like see talking about their encounters with Bigfoot, they're all like literally petrified, totally terrified. A lot of them, like grown men, like not that I think there's anything wrong with it, but like these big strong burly men who you think are probably taught you're not allowed to cry, which is crap anyway, are like in tears because they're so terrified of this creature. And it's like, okay, there must be, unless they're really good actors, there must be something to
like,
this.
Yeah, it's genuine people out on like forest walks and all of a sudden they're getting chased or they see it and they just feel scared all of a sudden. But yeah, the infrasound is said to be something they use, and that's why you also get that feeling. Which, for anyone who doesn't know what infrasound is, Kieran, you can correct me if my definition is wrong. It's a frequency that can't be, that isn't audible to the human ears. So it is below 20 hertz, I believe. I'm like looking at you to see if you're like agreeing.
Audible and resonation are two different things. So, but yes, we can't hear it, but we pick it up. Yeah, we can't hear it, but so we pick it up.
Yeah. So we get like the bad vibes from it and stuff like that. So they're said to use that, which could be why people get such a horrible feeling as well when it's near.
It's kind of like the opposite of white noise.
Okay. Yeah.
So white noise is obviously very therapeutic, calming. Brown noise is the level at which
that's J-Mac.
Brown noise is kind of the theory of the level where your body starts to metabolize things more effectively, and then infrasound is at the part where you can't pick it up, but it just messes with your brain functionality. It's really cool, really fucking cool.
Very interesting, but I mean, I have some more sciencey things, but I really prefer the woo-woo stuff because...
Let's go woo-woo, because I feel like I'm ruining this.
You've ruined the whole episode, get off!
I'm sorry.
Abby, do you have any more woo-woo things you want to tell the guys?
I was going to talk about, you know more about this than me again, but isn't there reported like sightings of Bigfoot going into UFOs and stuff like that? And isn't there like... A lot of time when a Bigfoot is sighted, there's also more sightings of UFOs and more sightings of orbs. We did a podcast a while ago about Mothman, and one of the things with Mothman was
Mothman.
Yeah, he's cool. One of the things with that is whenever there's a Mothman sighting, there's also more UFO sightings and orbs and ghosts and like just weird things happening. So it's like that again hints towards it being maybe more of a spiritual thing or like a paranormal thing than it just being like a big magic monkey in the woods.
Yeah, no, I agree. I definitely think they're all connected. And actually, I'm reading this book which I brought to let you see. It's cool, right? It's called The Psychic Sasquatch and Their UFO Connection.
Is that Harry and the Hendersons on the cover?
It actually looks like it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
How'd a teacher look like that?
She was a gym teacher.
I've got a profile picture that looks like that.
It's actually Gene Hack.
Pull no punches, Fee.
Complete the heart, it's okay.
I can't, I'm on a different bit.
He's on a different plane.
He's on a different plane. Dun, dun, dun.
We all are.
Oh, it's getting trippy fast.
Yeah, right. Talk about magic monkeys next. Harry and the Henderson shows up.
That's a great show. But, in fact, speaking of like really random quirky shows, have you ever watched The Big Les Show?
No.
Yes, because my drawings resemble that kind
of. Oh my god! Right. You need. It's on YouTube. It's a free web series on YouTube done by this guy called Jared Wright. He's an Australian. It's basically about this nutcase guy called Les, whose best friend is a Sasquatch.
Love it.
And it's amazing. And all
is
they
it
do
made
is
up?
J-Mac, it's right up your street.
Is it made up?
Is it made up like the fiction or is it non-fiction?
No, it's completely made up. It's all fictionalized characters.
Aye,
like Family Guy.
But it's like very, it's all designed out on paint, so it's that really shit quality.
It was all made on paint.
Yeah, everything. And it's just him and his pal that did all the voices for it, and it's honestly unbelievable. It's one of the best things I've ever watched ever, and you would absolutely love it. So you need to watch. It's called The Big Les Show.
Big Les Show.
Be careful what you type in there, because
I in your search history.
That doesn't show up on YouTube. I've tried. But yeah, on you go. Continue telling you about your book. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Oh yeah, so this book is basically all research done by a guy to prove and suggest or theorise, whatever you want to call it, that they're connected to UFOs. I'm only like 5 pages in, so I can't tell you much more about it, but I just wanted to tell you about it. But yeah, there has said to be an increase in sightings of Sasquatch in areas where UFOs are also spotted. Yeah, it's really cool. I think they're all linked in some way.
Yeah, it could be because, like, I mean, a lot, if not all, kind of Sasquatch sightings would happen in quite rural spots, which is where UFOs would tend to gravitate towards, maybe.
But
I don't know. It's an interesting link, like, for somebody to go, right, Sasquatch, UFOs, let's see if there's a link. And they've managed to find one. That's pretty cool.
The missing link. Yeah. I mean, I guess we could say we could say like orbs are basically UFOs, right? We can say that. So a story that Ronnie wrote about was his friend. He kept getting like orbs and like strange balls of light just like outside his house every single night. He tried to shoot them down. They weren't drones or anything. And then Ronnie was like to him, try contact the orbs. Like try stand and telepathically like say to the orbs, like come near. So he did it, and apparently the orbs came closer to his house and stuff. Nice. Apparently you can control orbs, but I'll get to after. So anyway, so he went outside to follow these orbs, and as he was watching them from behind like a tree, like the orb went behind the tree, and then behind the tree a Sasquatch came out from behind the tree and like ran away. The guy watched it run away, and like ever since then he hardly ever like seen them again. And he thinks that every night it was the Sasquatch trying to contact them, which is where there's then the link between orbs and Sasquatch. And then there's always orbs around about UFO stuff, so it's just, it's mind-blowing.
It's funny, it's like, so cool. Sasquatch is trying to contact him using orbs, and then it finally makes contact and goes,
runs,
fuck!
It runs away. It's like, never mind. Yeah. But, I mean, it's so interesting. In fact, I have a sheet of paper that I wrote the book names down that Ronnie wrote by. I just dropped it. I can't reach it.
Sorry, you can drop it.
I will.
In lieu of this podcast that I knew when we're talking about it, I did a bit of further research on this idea of things all being linked. And I heard about a theory a few years ago, and somebody basically has kind of combined them all together. And the reason for being like things like UFOs, orbs, ghosts, Sasquatch, Yetis, the whole shebang. The reason why we partially see them occasionally, but not all the time, and it comes kind of leads into the different plane of existence kind of thing, is because they're not 3D.
Yes.
4D. And as a 3D existence, we can't see 4D. The same way how something that's 2D can't see 3D. And it's just, it's really, really utterly, like, it took me a long time to read through this properly, to actually understand it. And it's basically the idea that we can't understand that extra dimension of existence. So whenever they want you to understand it, they'll exactly. come, you can go down, because we can go into 2D.
Yes.
Because we're doing it now. Because you're just a 2D picture, it's as simple as that. Your picture has you
physically. That's all you are.
Yeah, that's nice. So you can become 2D, but you can't. We don't see in 3D either. We see in 2D. That's why when something is coming towards you, you just see it getting bigger. You don't see it getting bigger, wider, longer. You just see it getting bigger because you only see in 2D. So therefore, we cannot see 4D, but they can because they're 4D. They can see in 3D, which is us, but we can't see them until they want to. And it's this really weird cycle of basically psychotic vision, and it was just, it was awesome, absolutely awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool. I think it's one of those things where they, if they want to be seen, they will be. I think they're smarter than us. They've been here well longer than any of us, and if they've got these Kim just goes you know, that is his name
yeah. what's your take on the skunk ape theory then?
I don't know much about that at all, if I'm being honest with you. Do you, Abby?
I've never heard of it in my life.
Oh.
So the skunk ape is a thing. It was kind of found in like Western America. I can't remember like kind of locations, but sort of Western America, and they are like basically orangutans, but about 5 foot taller, and completely bipedal.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
Look, they walk on two legs, Kevin.
Yeah. Two legs. Like a Sasquatch.
They can't pee two different directions at once.
what Kevin heard was bipedal.
Yeah.
So basically these things, they went extinct. Like, there's proof of like bone structures and stuff. We know they went extinct. But there was a guy, it's like a really horrendous photo that was taken apparently from some woman's kitchen when she heard rustling. And she looked out into the forest behind her house and took a photo of like a live skunk ape. And that's kind of another theory of where they came from, but it's the same premise as like, I think sort of similar time frame to like woolly mammoth, which there's supposed to be parts of Siberia where they're still there, and it's possible.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's remnant population, apparently remnant populations in like properly remote Russia, and it is completely barren. You can't get to most of it. So yeah, like that's another kind of messed up place. But
how far away is this Ben McDooey place?
Ben McDooey's up at west coast of Scotland.
So from where we are, how long is a drive?
Two hours. From where yous are.
About
the same place you are.
3 hours.
It's 2.5 hours for me.
Is it?
So yeah. That's
less than I thought. Cool.
Right, so that's the same for us then, right?
It's
so,
fucking longer for me.
In Glasgow. Always.
In fact, no, it's going to be longer for Abby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Abby can stay at mine.
Yeah. We should get the film crew and go up. Do you think is it a long thing to get up?
It's a high, second highest Monroe.
Yeah. So we'd have to like travel, carry all the cameras up. Well, good job, Seb's like a champion bodybuilder. But if we get the cameras to the very top, or even just take some GoPros kind of things that we're doing, we should go up there and just completely chat.
There's two of our pals that we're going to like organise some kind of expedition, so...
Mm-hmm. And we can bring Lorna, who's like spiritual as hell. So she can be like, I sense big fucking Harry's up this end. And we can just follow him and see what chances are we'll find nothing. But if anything, it'd be quite
with that attitude, we'll find nothing.
I mean, we are looking
for Sasquatch. That has totally made me think of a story that my friend had an encounter up there. So not of the grey man, but of a time slip. You just know what time slips are?
Yeah.
So he was up.
I noticed in the Time Warp song.
Time Warp song.
Yep, Richard O'Brien sings about a time slip.
Unsure.
And nothing will ever be the same. Oh, you don't even get the reference. Come on, Abby. Well,
everyone knows. Surely everyone knows what Rocky Horror Picture Show is.
Come on.
I've still never seen it. I've never seen it. I'm the oldest person in the room, and probably many other rooms, and I still haven't seen it.
Unbelievable.
Kieran, give me the creeps. I'm not gonna lie.
I've got you, man. I got you back. I got you back.
We've got something going here.
I went dressed up as a Rocky Horror Picture Show 1 year, full leather and fishnets and horse. And you know what? I'd do it again.
No, what happened was you just got dressed that day and then remembered you had a party. he's in total agreement.
Yeah, that's right. I did go as a prostitute 1 year for Halloween and had to borrow my sister's clothes, which was a weird thing.
That's weird.
It wasn't. I didn't think about it at the time.
How do you approach that conversation? Listen, sister, I need to go to a party and I need to dress as a prostitute. Have you got any clothes I can borrow?
That's pretty much how it went.
She's like, here's my skirt, and he's like, no, I've got my own one of them. I just need one of your tops.
I needed to order high heels for America because they don't come in a size 12 here, so I had to buy something.
12?
Yeah.
Jesus yeah. Christ, man.
Yeah. Sorry. Apologies for having big feet. It wasn't my fault. My dad did it.
You're an actual Sasquatch.
You must have really big socks.
Fucking more expensive. Yeah, I would. I was between a Sasquatch and cousin. I'll take either one. But you just haven't seen me with my hair down, have you?
You pulled it down last
time. Yeah, because I didn't even know you had long hair until you did it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. Abby was like, ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that like your party trick, like? Just show everyone how long.
Pretty
your
much,
hair.
Yeah, yeah. Just like.
It takes it down, then it's like Neo's coat in the Matrix. It's like,
it doesn't let me fly though. That's the...
No,
not yet.
Right, that was really off topic. So, Grey Man, Ben McDowie, time slip. Go.
Oh yeah, time slip. So yeah, my friend, he was up doing some of the hills up there, and he said he went into like a kind of gated area. So it was like, you know how you get the areas and there's like the sheep and stuff in it, but there wasn't any sheep in it, like up the hill, right? So he went in and he was like, oh, I'm just going to go in and have a wee wander. And then he was like, all of a sudden, he was like, I just felt really strange. And then he could see like red coats around them, you know, like English army red coats from like back in what, the 1200s or something like that. And he was like, this is so strange. And he was like, I could see them like fighting. And he's like, this is weird. I don't understand what's happened. So he left. He was like, oh, I must have been dehydrated. Got back down the hill, went to like the little B&B that he was staying in, and he said to like the girl behind the bar, he was like, oh, you'll never guess what happened to me. And she was like, oh yeah, like the area you're in is like where all the historic like battles happened up there with the redcoats. She was like, so you most likely did see like an apparition or a time slip. And he was just like, what? like what? Because I wouldn't say he was like a believer, so I really like it when stuff like that happens to skeptical people, because then it just proves that there's stuff out there, you know.
Yeah,
so yeah, it just shows you. But yeah, that's nothing to do with Sasquatch. So to round it up, are you as convinced now that the El Sasquatcho is real? Or are you more open to it?
Yeah, I would never rule it out.
Okay, that's good. That's better than the start.
Yeah, that is better.
I would never rule it out, because unless, you know, as much as I've not seen one, I can't prove that there isn't one.
Seeing isn't believing.
Exactly, and that's true. Look at your TV.
You that was a quote picture from the Santa Claus, if you've seen that film.
Was that Burt Reynolds, isn't that?
The Tim Allen one. Tim Allen.
I bought a Casper videotape once from a fair at school years and years and years ago, and I ended up that it didn't have Casper in it. It actually had the Santa Claus. That was my introduction to that movie.
That's an excellent introduction.
You know, I've just thought of something here, and something that's probably been said a million times before. It's just, I've never thought of it, so I'm taking it. You can never prove that something doesn't exist. You can only prove that something does.
Yes, thank you.
So,
I think
I'm open to anything.
Yeah, I think we should end on what Abby brought up. Remember, Abby, you've seen that. You're like, if
Oh yeah, I was saying, when they discover a new animal in the ocean, like we see one photo of it and it's like this thing, like everyone's immediately like, all right, yeah, this exists, this is a real thing, because it's been put out by professionals and all that stuff. But when professionals are looking at Bigfoot and bringing up evidence that it actually exists, people are like, nah, that's all the crap. So it's like, why is that, if it's there's not more that to it than it just being a monkey, like,
yeah. So we just need to get Bigfoot underwater and it's golden.
There you go.
Yeah,
so that's back to the mermaid theory, though.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're right though. That is, it's such a weird thing. Like, man, my job's awesome sometimes, but you get scrutinized for things that you can. People don't like. I think the thing is people don't either. They don't want it to be true because it means that all of these years of taking the piss out of people, you now have to apologize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no other way to do it. Like all these years of like, what, you seen a big monkey in the forest? Okay, yeah. Stop eating mushrooms. Get a job. But that's just not the case. Like, yeah. And I'm totally open to the idea. But I think there's more of a biological reason behind it.
Fair.
But at the same time, it's the linkage between that UFOs and all that. Like I completely agree with that. So I'm really intrigued. I'm very intrigued.
But what about the theory that it's just a bear walking on two legs?
Oh, don't get me started on that. Oh my god.
I'm gonna.
Oh, so our friend David constantly is like, oh, feet, it's just a bear. He's doing it for a laugh, though, and it's not, because a bear's print is, it's like circular. It's not
a, it's like a paw print rather
it's
than
a paw
foot,
print.
Like a.
Yes.
Like a human
foot.
I don't know, monkey print.
Yeah, and on the prints as well, when you see a Sasquatch print, it suggests that the Sasquatch pushes off when it walks from the base of the metatarsal, whereas humans push off from the ball of the foot more. And like the print ridges are different to humans, so the print ridges go lengthways up the foot, whereas a human's go across the way like that. And like they're really thick in depth, like to suggest that it's really, really thick skin compared to humans. And again, bears just don't have that shape of foot. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Like, as you're told.
I was just going to say that. I was like, well, fuck me.
I came ready for that question.
She was rehearsing it before you came on, like just before Kevin joined. That's what she was doing.
You see her practicing it in the mirror. It's like, give me the pause.
The thing is, it's a perfectly valid question because it is something that's asked quite regularly. It's just, it happens to be bollocks.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, definitely maybe somebody has seen a bear and thought, oh my god, it's a Sasquatch, but like when you look at it scientifically, it's not.
Yeah, once you actually break it down, there's no physical way it can be.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay then.
So don't ask a question again.
Never ask that again.
I don't think I'll ever ask any question again. I think I'm done.
I'm sorry. Complete the heart again.
I know this is a different podcast and a different question altogether. Mm-hmm. What do you think about fairies?
I believe in fairies, personally.
Yeah. Do you just say that so that if you don't, one of them doesn't die? Is it?
Well, Peter Pan is my favourite book.
There you go. So. Never mind. I'm glad you got that reference. But the only reason why, because I was actually talking to a guy a couple of days ago at work about that, and he was telling me that, so he lived in like rural Ireland for a while, and he was telling me that like it's a proper thing that they leave out food on the windowsill and all that jazz. So, I was just curious.
Yeah.
Oh, because I think there's a horror film coming out soon called Unwelcome. I think, have any seen the trailer for this?
Just I thought you were gonna see the Winnie the Pooh.
Oh yeah.
I do want to see that.
It's called Unwelcome, and just like you said, Kieran, it's about leaving like sacrifices essentially for the red caps, which are like wee goblin, Irish goblin things. And it looks like a good old fashioned kind of 80s style horror that's coming out. It may be next year now. It may have been pushed back. I mean, to not release a film like that for October is just ridiculous. But anyway, it's got Colm Meaney in it, you know, the Irish actor. He was in Star Trek and Star Trek and Star Trek. He was in Con Air as well, actually. Irish guy, curly hair, brilliant actor. Mm-hmm. Gangs of London, he was in that as well. This film looks awesome. It looks like a good old-fashioned romp. And definitely be seeing that one.
Mm.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Red caps. That's something to look into. Red caps.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of them.
Are we goblins?
Cool. Yeah. Basically, they were like, yeah, that's pretty much what they are. Just sort of little forest goblins is pretty much what it is.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's what we call the homeless where I live.
Unbelievable.
Forest goblins. That's like, it's like, shut up, you forest goblin. It's a great insult.
That's a fantastic insult.
So, as well as Ben McDo, we're going to do a stakeout for fairies.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm up for that.
I'm so glad you are so weird to like do this sort of thing.
Yeah,
you have
no idea.
You need to find the right people. That's the thing.
Exactly. Yeah. The right people. Exactly. Wait, should we close this first, and then we can chat?
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, let's go.
I realised I sort of took it a completely different direction.
Oh God's sake, here. Do you guys like plug like where people can find you and all that sort of stuff?
Hey, we want to plug you guys. People should be listening to you guys more. Aww. So, aww. You know, we're all right. We have our wee thing going on, Jibber Jabber Podcast, which is pretty much a lot like what you guys do when we do the paranormal side, but yes, we should all be listening to all the paranormal stuff.
Absolutely.
And just share the wealth and whatnot.
You two have great podcast voices as well, by the way, just so you know.
Do you think? Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yep,
take it from someone that doesn't, that's me. I've got my uses, but my
that just reminds me. I used to work in a call center, and creepy men used to call and be like, "You've got the most amazing voice," and like, it was really creepy. So now I'm a bit freaked out.
I need to stop saying that to people when I phone call centers.
It was you.
I'm a creepy old guy.
It's always you.
And you had fucking find you eventually.
Unwelcome.
On that note, thanks everyone for listening. Make sure to check out Jibber Jabber Podcast.
Sounds better.
Thanks
for having us, guys. It's always
thank you.
Anytime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. Bye. I podcast people, but not Jibber Jabber.